Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for this episode of Psychobabble, and that is Wix.com, W-I-X.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. All you got to do is choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. They have hundreds of intuitive design features, and you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an entire store, or create an event. You can share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Wow, I love that idea. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. You can create yours today. To get started, you can go to Wix, W-I-X.com, again, W-I-X.com/psychobabble to get 10% off. Thank you so much, Wix, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. And now, if you are looking to start a website, go give Wix a try. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the official dick size chart of Hollywood, the most liked egg on Instagram, what Katy Perry got suspended for in sixth grade, and the surprise arrest of the host of To Catch a Predator. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
How are you?
Well, bitch.
I'm great.
How are you?
I was like, where's this going to go? How's your week going?
I'm great. 2019
has it been productive? Do you feel like you're on top of your resolutions? What's the tea?
Yeah, I mean, 2019 has been a great year so far, and we're only a few weeks into it.
God bless. I'm recovering a little bit. I was sick for a moment. And I still feel a little bit of the residuals, but I think I'm at 99% right now. I'm almost there.
I remember hearing that you were sick.
It was not good. In an email. who's been talking?
It was a work email. But no, I was going to say, do you know what I've been doing in 2019?
Marie Kondoing.
I watched two episodes of that show and I thought, I get it. I don't need to watch eight.
Well, there was an episode with two gays in it, which I did like.
Really?
If you don't know what we're talking about Tidying Up on Netflix. It's like about like this woman who put out a book all about like how to tidy your home and you get rid of a bunch of shit. A lot of people are really conflicted about it because some people are like, how dare she tell us to get rid of our books? And I'm like, well, girl, you probably have a problem.
Right. Well, in my neighborhood, there's tons of those little like free books, library things, all like literally on every street in my neighborhood. So it's like take a book, keep a book, leave a book. I love it.
Oh, it's like a free little library.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just like a little like birdhouse looking shit with books in it. And I think I should take the books that I'm not going to read ever again and put them in there.
You should. I am a firm believer that everyone should get rid of some books. People don't need all the books that they have. Just because it connected with you or sparked joy once doesn't mean you can't. I feel like it's anti-book to not give it away.
Yeah.
You should pay it forward.
Do you think it's like too meta if I put my Marie Kondo's Tidying Up book in the library and that's one of the things
should.
I give away?
Yes, please. I wonder if she says people should get rid of her book at the end of her book when they finish her book. It should say that. It should say at the end of this, get rid of it.
Listen, honey, I'm rich. It's on my Kindle.
Wow. Okay. We get it.
I can't get rid of it.
I don't have a Kindle. It's not for me.
But
I'm not one of those book freaks that are like, I just need to smell the book. You know?
Go off, sis.
Those people that are like anti-Kindle.
I love the binding.
Because they like to touch it and they like to, you know, smell it and carry it and be seen with it. Remember that celebrity that wanted to pay me to carry their book? In front of paparazzi.
No.
You never saw that?
What?
There was an email. There was an offer, a brand deal offer. And it was like a celebrity was like, they'll just carry their book? Or no, maybe they were going to carry my book. And it was like a trade where like they would tell paparazzi ahead of time that we were going to be at some place and I had to be seen with them and carry their thing. And they would be seen in paparazzi pictures carrying my book. You don't remember that?
I wish I was on that email thread because you know I remember everything.
I'm sure it's somewhere in my emails. I need to find it. But I was gagged by it because I was like, oh my God. You know all those pictures in like OK Weekly of like Hillary Duff carrying like a Adawala?
Adawala juice?
Yeah. Well, first of all, is that how you say that? Yeah.
I don't know, but I do like those juices, and you shame me every time I try to have one. You're like, it's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar. I mean, I can't speak for Adawala, but I can't read Adawala unless I think of...
Break Free by Ariana Grande.
Say Adawala.
I say Adawala. Exactly. Anyway. I agree.
So you think you're pretty.
Yes. So what are we talking about today other than tidying up?
Everyone's talking about the egg on Instagram.
Listen, I had that in my notes of stuff to talk about too.
What do you have to say?
That's it. Exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, go off about it.
Did you hear me? I said exactly.
Yes, and I didn't acknowledge it. Did you like the egg?
I did. Well,
me too. I felt like I was part of something bigger than myself.
Listen.
And you know what? Yolk's on us. Am I right?
All right, ladies. So Mamrie and Grace were up in San Francisco doing a live version of their podcast, and I went and got drinks with them, and then we went to Cheesecake Factory afterward because why
I already know
we?
All of this. But Mamrie literally just left my home. We just filmed a video. Now available on my YouTube channel. Go watch it.
I had to break the news that the egg became the new most liked photo on Instagram. This is what they missed while they were recording their show. They didn't have their phones. They weren't on Instagram. They didn't know.
Would you say that news gave them shell?
What?
Like, I hope it gives
shell.
Were they all like, I hope it gives you shell. Gives
Are you
shell. I hope it gives
the
you
all
shell.
American rejects.
Yeah.
You know my favorite
Listen,
song.
I'ma let
hell
you.
In it.
I'ma let. You finish in a minute, but Kylie had one of the most liked. Okay, go on. Omelette. That was an omelette pun. Thank you.
I didn't hear. I'ma let you finish. I got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mamrie must have really rubbed off on me because I'm like really spinning them out.
They were shocked to hear about the egg. I was shocked that Mamrie pictured a brown egg in her head before I even pulled up the photo. I said, when I heard about this, about the egg, I thought it was a white egg. And Mamrie goes, oh, that's not what I was picturing. She knew it was like a brown egg or whatever it was. She just knew.
I would never picture a brown egg. And she's all telling me, I couldn't remember the difference between vegan and organic, and she looked at me like I had a brain damage.
You do have brain damage. Great. Every time I see a meme on Tumblr that's like me to my last brain cell, I'm always like, well, there's Tyler.
Speaking of my last brain cell, Jessica Simpson just posted a picture on her Instagram. Did you catch it?
Do you think I follow her?
It went viral.
Well, did you see? Wait.
It's not the most liked picture of all time, but...
Tell me what it is.
It's a close-up of her inflamed...
Nipple?
No, it's a close-up of her inflamed and swollen ankle. And the caption is, any remedies? Everyone was
ice,
posting
bitch.
It.
Well, you have to, when you've got to rice, it's rest, ice, compress, and elevate.
I don't think that's what rice stands for. I think it's, help me. I think it's...
Radies?
I think it's radies.
Turning ladies
ice.
Into radies.
Radies.
Radies. It's cooling eggs.
Oh, it's is it, I? Got it. Radies, yeah. It's cooling.
God. Well, eggs. You can tell I've been hanging out with no one all day because I don't have it.
Oh, shit. My question was you didn't like Jessica Simpson's post?
I didn't see it. I didn't like it, but I have a story about Ashley Simpson, who's Jessica Simpson's sister.
Okay. She's coming to San Francisco.
I know. I got
you sent me the screenshot
to be part of her free meet and greet.
Okay.
I thought it's raining. I'm not leaving the house to go to a meet and greet.
Really? You're not going to go meet... We braved worse weather to meet Allison Irohita season...
You're right. It was...
Eight. It was... American Idol top four finalist.
I think that just showed up on my Facebook memories.
Me too. Just, that's why I thought of it.
It's just always me and Allison Irohita and me in like a t-shirt and an oversized cardigan.
I have a lot of that. My meet and greet picture with Lady Gaga from 2009 is me in a sweater vest.
With your eyebrow pierced?
Probably. Allison, but we need to also pay some respect. Allison Irohita's debut album was one of the best American Idol alumni albums
Absolutely.
Of all time. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Parachute. Now, our generation loves our bedrooms. I feel like it's our safe place. It's our, like, serene sanctuary. It's where you can go to rest. And if you go to your bedroom, what does it say about you? If it's saying, I need an upgrade, then maybe you should consider Parachute. Parachute creates incredibly comfortable bedding and bath linens designed with a modern, minimalist aesthetic. Every one of their items is made from premium materials and manufactured by world-class artisans to ensure that they are naturally beautiful, luxurious, and cozy. I got a set for my home, and I am obsessed. If you're in the market, I highly recommend. So all you gotta do is visit parachutehome.com/psycho, P-S-Y-C-H-O, for free shipping and returns on Parachute's premium quality, ultra-soft bedding and bath linens. Again, that's parachutehome.com/psycho. You're going to get free shipping and returns. You are going to love what you get. I'm obsessed with mine. I feel like when you get into bed, you should be obsessed with your bed. Parachute is the best way to go. They offer a 90-day trial, so if you don't love your new stuff, you can just send it back. Super easy. Thank you to Parachute for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. And if you're looking for new bedding or new bath linens, go get your hookup. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I thought you were going to say we needed to pay some respect to Lady Gaga's horse. That just
Oh my God.
Away.
What's its name? Abalama?
Listen, Adawala. This is your bitch. This is your queen. Did you even know she owned a horse?
I did know because it was the horse she did the photo shoot for a million reasons or something. I don't fucking know.
What did you think about in her post to the horse, her finishing it with, "Where do you think you're going?"
I supported it. What's wrong with that? Why you gotta be a hater?
I thought that song was reserved for her aunt, and now it's suddenly okay for a horse.
Listen.
I don't know.
She's a horse girl at heart. Let her live. You may say nay, but we say
Hurrades.
No. I was happy that Lady Gaga pulled down her R. Kelly collab.
Oh yeah, well I saw it was like sales had like increased, but then they
But what does that say about people? I think if anything, that's like, okay, humans are garbage.
It says trash is trash is garbage is trash.
I will say though, her apology was very I thought spot on. I didn't even see that. She talked about how art pop was one of the most negative moments of her life, and she was
really
and talked about how like that time in her life was negative and she was lashing out and internalizing and not quite processing her own trauma that was coincidentally related to trauma that the victims of R. Kelly experienced. So I thought she handled it in a mature way. Yeah. She did the right thing. I saw Celine Dion took down her collab with R. Kelly.
Good.
But there's still, I mean, for all the people that are critiquing Lady Gaga, first of all, yet again, people critiquing somebody who's that's not the actions of, you know, that it wasn't Lady Gaga's actions. You know what I'm saying? You could focus that energy on the person who actually did the things. And plus, there's a lot of other artists that have worked with R. Kelly that have not taken down their work or have not spoken out about it.
Trash is trash.
I saw a post. We got Chris Brown. We got Mariah Carey. We got Justin Bieber. We got Destiny's Child. We got Ty Dolla. We got Juicy J. We got Kelly Rowland. We got
from Chris
Pitbull,
Brown.
We got Jennifer Hudson. We got all these people. So I'm not saying we need all these people to like say something, though. I think it would be good. But I'm just saying, how are you going to come for Lady Gaga still when she did speak up? Is all I'm going to say about that.
I'm ready to talk positively about Lady Gaga and how. In 2019, the year of the pig, I've just been really enjoying Swine.
Oh my God, Art Pop really was quite an album.
I'm sorry, but like Swine, I played it at the gym the other day, and I just like, I just wanted to Phoenix.
I know, I understand.
Do we need to explain the
explain what Phoenix is for the kids at home? Yes,
Phoenixing is when you're somewhere and a song that you just love and have a like emotional connection to, it's a banger, it's a bop, it just comes on and something overtakes your body and suddenly you turn into a phoenix.
It's like at the end
around
of
the room.
It's like at the end of Escape the Night season 2 when I won and I put on the crown and I emerged and floated and etc. That's the phoenix. I'll send you a GIF. I have the GIF.
Me, anytime I'm at a bar and Into You by Ariana Grande comes on.
Is that your Phoenix song?
Bitch, you know I have like 1,400.
What's your like all-time Phoenix song?
Ooh, I mean, my friends here do always say Into You here. When they like when it comes on, they're like, Corey's about to Phoenix and fly around the room.
I wonder what mine is. I don't know.
But bitch, I did it. I did it to Swine at the gym and I was like,
I mean, Swine is incredible. It's Art Pop was underrated. I think applause is one of her best singles of all time.
Wow.
It's so good. And the music video is iconic. I was taking Anthony down a hellhole videos.
I posted on my Insta story
of some of my favorite Lady Gaga live performances.
Yeah.
Some of which include her Thanksgiving special when she was dressed as a dirty condom, collaborating with RuPaul on Fashion from Art Pop, when it was her special with the Muppets. Iconic, legendary. Her getting puked on during the South by Southwest
Swine
performance.
Right?
It was, I believe, Swine.
Swine. No, I've been taking turns at the gym listening to like different, I have on my Spotify, you know, I have like a mega mash playlist of like every pop queen. So all week I've been taking turns listening to those people. So I had like a day where I only listened to Britney, a day where I only listened to Gaga, a day where I only listened to Katy. And I was having such an internal argument with myself about like what ideally my top 10 favorite Gaga songs would truly shake out to be. And it was stressful.
A discography.
It was stressful.
Today I spent my day listening to Katy Perry and doing the good service of promoting Prism.
Wow. Bless you.
You're welcome.
She's got hits.
She definitely has hits. All the singles from Prism were great. She really didn't pay justice to Legendary Lovers, Walking on Air, By the Grace of God, you know.
Well, you know, she let the fans pick between the single of Walking on Air or Dark Horse.
That's not a real thing. People don't let people pick, no.
Well, she did. And they chose right, because Dark Horse ended up being a number one, and it was a number one for a very long time. It was one of the biggest songs of that year.
Dark Horse has one of the worst raps of all time. Would you not agree? I think it's like actually terrible. I was listening to, you know what came on? California Girls, which zucchinis, bikinis, little weenies, me and my king and my queenies. I was like, he's really nailing it. I thought I was about to Phoenix. Just a snoop.
You're like, ladies, let's make some noise.
No.
Did you see, talking about hits and bangers, did you see the Baby Shark song went into the Hot 100?
I did see that. I'm okay with it.
I'm not.
I think the Hot 100 can be more representative of different age groups. I think it's currently just... just our age group. It does not really accommodate for adult contemporary music or toddler music, and toddlers do consume music clearly. Well, so the diversity in generational appreciation is noted.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure the reason Baby Shark went into the Hot 100 was because somebody made it into like a dance challenge.
Oh, did
so
they?
It ain't the toddlers. It's viral media at its worst.
I didn't see that it was a dance challenge.
At its worst.
Well,
is the Alley billboard still up in Los Angeles?
Allegedly, though somebody sent a post to me that they were taking it down, so I reported that it was taking it down. But apparently it's still up. And a lot of people, oh my God, we haven't even talked about this yet, but a lot of people were saying, so when it first went up, I went to take a picture with it, and it was the day that Anthony got his Tesla, and all day he was like so excited about his Tesla. So I tweeted, I was like, I will not let today be about Anthony getting his Tesla, my boyfriend getting his Tesla. I'm especially on the day when I get my Alley billboard, as in like us fans getting something. It's like, you know,
yeah,
that's how I said it. And then we had dinner, and we had a no phone dinner with a friend. And so I got my phone back at the end of dinner, and I saw my phone was blowing up. Everyone reporting, all the Twitter, like Lady Gaga fan accounts being like, Tyler Oakley bought the billboard on Sunset. Well, I was like, oh my God, no, that's not what I meant. But yeah. So, and even to this day, I still get tagged in all these like stories on Instagram from all the gays being like, thanks Tyler Oakley for buying this billboard. I'm like, oh great.
Well, that's your legacy.
Thank you.
I'm putting it on your tombstone when that last brain cell finally evaporates.
I'm like, do these people think that this is how I spend my money? I mean, it would be.
I do.
If I were a kajillionaire, that's what I would be doing.
They would have been all over the city.
If I had enough money, I would fully fund every music video Lady Gaga ever wanted to make. If I were like a multi-millionaire, like just shitting money. That's what I would definitely do.
She should just, the next album, she just needs to do a video for every song.
Well, that's like when Lady Gaga
Super
tweeted
Fruit
at the...
does it. If Beyonce does it, let's see it.
Well, she posted when the Marry the Night video went up, or I think, no. Or wait, what was the fifth single of Born This Way? Anyway, after
glory?
The fifth, after the know. After the fifth music video went up, she was like, can't believe we're only halfway through. And I was like, and then it never got any more singles. That's one of the questions I would ask her.
And then you were tricked.
I was tricked. Now, before we get into anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quip. The new year means new resolutions, and I have got one for you that you're probably working on twice a day. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. What I love about Quip is that it's got sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. People brush too hard, and some electronic toothbrushes are just like too abrasive. Quip is great for that. And probably my favorite feature of Quip is it's got a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you to clean your whole mouth evenly. Because sometimes if I'm brushing, I'm not even paying attention. You like lose track of what you did, where you're going, all those things. Quip makes it easy. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have over thousands of verified 5-star reviews. That's why I love Quip, and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. If you want to get Quip, you can get started at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/psycho, you are going to get your first refill pack for free. Again, getquip.com/psycho. Right now, you will get your first refill pack for free. Thank you so much, Quip, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast, and thanks for making our mouths minty fresh. Now, back to the gossip. Did you see what your queen has been up to?
No. Well, I noticed... I don't mean to shade her, but I always see her posting about her shoe line.
And I
in
love
my head,
it.
I thought, and in my head, I'm like, who's buying any of this?
I think I must do.
And then I went and followed her like specific shoe line Instagram, and I thought, these are all the shoes I would want to wear if I was a drag queen full time.
They're quirky and fun.
But I'm just like, Lord knows they don't have it in a 13.
Oh, God. Well, actually, who knows? Maybe she does. I saw she was most recently in the news because she was suspended from school. She revealed this. She was suspended from school in sixth grade. Do you know why?
Katie?
Yes. Don't look it up. I'm telling you.
For kissing a girl and liking it?
Close. She revealed that she was suspended, pretending she was humping Tom Cruise, but it was actually a tree.
And she thought the tree was Tom Cruise?
She was like pretending it was Tom Cruise.
That's my kooky girl next door that I love.
quote unquote, she was making sexual motions, pelvic thrusts to a tree. She got suspended for because it was inappropriate, and she was like making out. Did she go to like a Catholic school or something?
Yeah, her parents were both like ministers.
I do remember that.
Oh, I was gonna say, speaking of Tom Cruise, but he's not on this list, but I'm happy to make the leap anyway. Are you, I don't mean to take the conversation away from Katie. Do you have
take
anything
me
more
anywhere.
To say
no,
about
that's
my
all,
queen?
That's all I was going to say.
I saw, it was just tweeted, this website had made a list of the male celebrities with the smallest penises in Hollywood.
And how we know that? How do we know?
Well, listen. So they've compiled a list, and this is where I got excited too, because I wanted to see like what's going on here. And then I clicked on the list, and it's what they did. It's some website compiled like all the nude scenes of like 8,000 full frontal movies with men, and then ranked a list of like the 10 tiniest and the 10 biggest stars based on their on-screen shots, which I thought, well, this is ridiculous because some people are a grower and some people are a shower.
And different climates affect different sizes. There are certain times when you're going to be like really showing off and you're like, damn, look at her go. And then sometimes you're like, oh, well, today is not the day.
Right. And sometimes you're in cold water, honey.
And sometimes your boobs are full of milk and they're bigger. You know, girls have the same thing, or I guess. I don't know.
I thought Tom Cruise was on the list, but it was Tom Hardy.
Okay. So what's the T?
Well, so wait. You want to know the list?
Also, a lot of guys wear prosthetics in these shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like when Joey wore the ham on Friends?
Yes. Yes. It's exactly like that.
to make himself look uncut. Did he end up going with the ham or the Play-Doh? I know. I just don't remember.
The ham.
Well, thank God Friends is still on Netflix. I could investigate.
God bless.
This says the short lists are Leonardo DiCaprio, Jude Law, Tom Hardy, Shia LaBeouf, Terrence Howard, Dennis Hopper, Eric Stoltz, and Jeffrey Rush. Don't know who either of those last two people are.
Okay.
On the other hand, on the big side of Hollywood, we've got Colin Farrell, Ewan McGregor, Liam Neeson, Ben Affleck, Robert De Niro, Javier Bardem, Vincent Gallo, Omar Epps, and of course, Michael Fassbender.
Well, let it all be known. No matter how much you're packing, we accept you and we love you. And it's not the. I will say, would you agree that it's not the size of the wave, it's the motion of the ocean?
You know I'm a Pisces and I love the ocean.
Jesus. The bigger the ocean, the better the ocean. Global warming, fill that ocean up, baby.
Well, I went to this website to see what other kind of information they had, and then I found out I found out our husband Taron Egerton was on the list of having done a nude scene, which I got very excited about. Then I Googled it and it was just his ass, and I thought, all right.
Okay. He is so fine. You know,
he's still got a fine ass.
I'm very excited for his Elton John movie.
I am too. I think we've said that about.
I think we did
times.
Say that.
Like, does it even have a release date?
I don't know. When Mamrie and I were making the vision board for the video that we put, I think, is this going up on Tuesday?
Yeah, sure.
Then yes, then the video is live with Mamrie of us making our vision board. One of the pictures we cut out, we were cutting out a lot of JoJo Siwa pictures, but one of them, she looks identical to Elton John. You'll have to watch and see.
JoJo Siwa looks identical to Elton John?
Just you wait. Just you wait for Mamrie's reaction.
I'll have you know that I still had no idea who JoJo Siwa was after we had talked about her last, and then I was flipping through channels, and I saw that they had... a like Nickelodeon kids version of Lip Sync Battle, I turned it on to judge it, and JoJo Siwa hosts it with Nick Cannon.
Jesus, I'm out. Okay,
and I thought, well, at least now I can put a name to a face, or a face to a name, or whatever they say. And that's that on that.
Great. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode. And the sponsor right now is a very familiar brand. Y'all know them. Y'all love them. It's Warby Parker. I wear Warby Parker glasses, so this is super easy for me to recommend. In fact, I wear my own line of Warby Parker. If you want to check those out, you can. But Warby Parker, if you don't know who they are, Warby Parker is a free home try-on glasses program. You can order 5 pairs of glasses. You try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. They ship for free and include a prepaid return shipping label. You can go to warbyparker.com/psycho to order your free home try-ons today. Like I said, you get to pick glasses. Some of them can be funky. If you know you like for sure like one, but you want to try and see what you'd look like in some funky pairs, you can really test the waters without any obligation. Glasses start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings. For every pair you buy, a pair is distributed to someone in need. And that is probably like my favorite thing about Warby Parker, because obviously it's a good product. Obviously I love them. I wear them myself. But you also know that when you wear them, it does a bit of good. Again, it's warbyparker.com/psycho for your at-home free try-ons today. But you can also check on their app. It's in the iTunes store. It's a great way for you to check on the go. What I really loved about the home try-on program is that, like I said, you get to try really funky pairs that you might not really gravitate toward, but because you get to pick five, you can like pick two super safe ones and three really funky ones and then see what your friends think, what your family thinks, what your boyfriend thinks. You can try them on, look in the mirror and the safety of your home. I love it. And if you have an iPhone 10, make sure to download Warby Parker's app where you can use their brand new feature, Find Your Fit. Find Your Fit uses the iPhone 10's true depth camera to map and measure key facial features. And then using these measurements, Find Your Fit recommends approximately 12 Warby Parker frames that are likely the best fit for your face. The process is seamless and only takes a few seconds. Again, go to warbyparker.com/psycho, P-S-Y-C-H-O. Thank you, Warby Parker, for sponsoring this episode. I love you. I wear you every day. So if y'all are looking for new glasses, I highly recommend. Now back to the gossip.
Tyler, speaking of, I don't even know what we were saying.
What?
Speaking of internet celebrities.
Sure.
How did you feel about Logan Paul having male-only March?
Well, I didn't watch the video. I didn't really click any of the articles about it. I just saw the internet piling on. I'm assuming he said dumb things. I also can assume people would jump on if he like was joking about something, which I imagine he was probably joking about something, and just people... I'm not defending him at all, but I definitely can imagine him offhandedly saying something and then everyone being like, actually, blah, 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 here's why you're the worst person. So it's yeah. Like, I don't have an opinion because I didn't really pay attention to it.
I read the clip and it sounded like I read the article and it just sounded like he was doing a podcast and they were like trying to quickly brainstorm like what you could do for each month of the year, like because everyone was doing Sober January. And then I think he just like got into an alliteration thing and then went for male only March.
And that's it. And that's what he went as number one trending in the world. And people were calling him homophobic.
Because he said like sober January, like full throttle February, like where you just drink every day or party every day, which I thought was funny. And then apparently he said male only March and then said, oh, where you just go gay for a month.
Well, I mean, I'm not appalled. I'm not a Logan Pauled. I'm not Jake Pauled. I mean, based on just what you've told me, I'm kind of like, yeah. Wow, people really need to, I don't know.
I like the concept. I wanted us to come up with like,
I think we do that. I think we do male only March every March.
Except for us, we're only getting snail mail in the mail. No emails this March.
Male only March.
Well,
I do have some forever stamps.
Forever stamps?
Yes, bitch.
I'm on my last one.
Oh my God. Well, baby, I need to get you some.
Speaking of mail.
I don't know. I feel like often people go for the low-hanging fruit. I think I'm not saying you can't. I'm not the type of person that's like the whataboutism type of person. Like you can't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to police what people get upset about or even the concept that people can't get upset about multiple things at once. But it's like, girl, is that really what we're going for today? Like there's a lot of other things going on in the world lot of people do not focus that type of dedication to. I mean, if we can, within one day as a generation, make one picture the most liked picture of all time with 30 million people getting on board to change the world record for something, imagine if those 30 million people didn't pile on Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whoever the fuck. I don't even care about whatever that situation is. But imagine if those 30 million people all did blank. All
voted,
registered to vote, or all did blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, we can all really do something bigger than ourselves if we all fucking focused and actually wanted to do something.
Wow, look at us.
I mean, if 30 million, if all 30 million people came together, we could make that Jessica Simpson Instagram ankle picture the most liked picture.
I was going to say, I probably don't think it all happened in a day. I would like, you know me, I'd like to see the statistics. I would like to see a breakdown. When was the picture uploaded? How many likes it had from each day going forward?
Okay, okay.
When did it start to snowball or eggball?
Before, I think we got to wrap up soon, but did you see who, I wanted to bring this up because it's important to me.
Tell me all about it.
Did you see the guy from To Catch a Predator got arrested?
No, the host?
Chris Hansen.
What did he do?
Guess.
Oh, God. He stole a baby.
Close. It's not close. He had a bunch of checks bounce. That's all.
I was going to say, I recently discovered that there was like a YouTube channel that was like still posting like current To Catch a Predator episodes.
Oh, my God. That show is still on?
And I like fell into this hole of this like true crime YouTube channel that I was like suddenly in love with. And one night I was just like in bed watching it for so long. And I was like, okay, I've got to get out of this like rabbit hole. But I was like, are these current? Are these accurate? And some guy that was like Chris Hansen's friend that he met on a train once ended up being one of the predators. And then Chris walked out and they knew each other and it was super awkward.
I don't love that. But you know what? I'm glad that he holds people accountable in his life. He walks a walk, he talks a talk, etc. Though he doesn't know how to check a, you know, what's it called? Bounce a check, write a
balance
check.
Balance a checkbook.
Well, was he, here's what, this is the most appalling thing. I think is shocking and disgusting. The bill that he owes somebody is $13,000, but within the things that he bought, 355 mugs.
Mugs?
Mugs!
Coffee cups?
Coffee cups.
Bitch, we have so many in our house, we need to get rid of some. I don't even drink coffee.
288 t-shirts.
Okay, well that just sounds like me packing for vacation.
650 vinyl decals. What does that even mean? I don't even know. Oh, like maybe this is, you know what? These are all his merch. Does Chris Hansen of To Catch a Predator have merch?
That's got to be what it is, merch.
Are we getting To Catch a Predator t-shirts?
Is he the one who wanted to carry your book if you wore his t-shirt?
If I wear the Chris Hansen t-shirt, he'll carry Binge. Deal.
Well, I guess I love that. All right, do you have anything else to say about, what's this guy's name?
Chris Hansen? No.
Yeah. Any other hot topics for the day?
No.
Not hot topic, the clothing store.
You know what they could sell there? To Catch a Predator merch.
Vinyl decals.
No, I think I'm going to go. I'm going to play Zelda. I recently got back into it.
I saw that.
I took a year off and now I'm back.
I love that.
I started
moved to the city and now he's gay.
You know, that's my life story. It's fine. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online everywhere at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl.
I am Tyler Oakley everywhere on the internet, TylerOakley. If you want to send us some love, we repost people that post on their stories that they're listening to the podcast. So tag us on Instagram. If you post on your story that you're listening to the podcast, tag me, tag Corey, tag Psychobabble. We'll repost it.
It's true.
Okay, have a good life, everyone. Corey, later. Bye.